So yeah, you were just making some really interesting points. I was thinking about a lot of things when you were talking. One was when you were just talking about my son, your grandson, and he, this is for me. I enjoy talking about this specific topic because it's up for me right now, and I see how he's learning the language, and playing with it, and he can already like make sentences using his intonation, and he's fully talking. The other day he was talking about something like we were feeding him soup, and he just wanted the rice, so he was saying all these sentences that didn't make any sense, ending in rice, right? And it was very very directing. This is what I want, and then rice. Like I just want that, rice. Like, so, I just see him learning the language and using it as a tool. Yeah, he's very, very creative with it, and I think that we can learn a lot from that energy. As adults, we definitely are very fixed. Can be very fixed. I don't. I want to make sure that we understand it's in the framework of this class system, and so. I don't think naturally we get to this point where we get stagnant and stuck, and I think that happens very inorganically, but and very purposefully by those who are trying to keep us apart and separate. But in any case, I just see my baby for me, just seeing him is a very good reminder of what is possible. What is what you were talking about, the Raven, earth-based communication language, because children are the closest source of that. So if people are confused about what we're talking about, when we're talking about earth-based, you can just turn to the littlest person in your life and just start to notice them, start to appreciate them, and listen, because that's what we are talking about. And another thing that came up for me when you were talking was I recently watched this documentary. I don't remember the name of it. Yeah, NIM Projects, where they it's a documentary about a chimpanzee that they try and raise from a baby. And at one point in the documentary, they have him, this chimpanzee, in a room. Looks like a basically a prison cell, and that's his learning center. And he has his trainers there with him. And they're doing various signing, communication language exercises, and the chimp is bored, right? The chimp wants to be swinging on those branches, having fun, being a chimpanzee, right? So at one point, he knows how to sign. We are amazing creatures. I'm talking about we, being all the creatures of the earth, are amazing creatures. So, chimpanzees, have a particular gift, and they kind of can communicate with us. And this chimpanzee knew how to communicate with sign language, so he kept on signing. As this might be very common, if for those of you who remember being in school, I have to go to the bathroom. And he kept on signing that over and over again. So then he would go to the bathroom to get out of that freaking room, because no one wants to be stuck in a room. And to me that was really interesting because, one, like it just, you just saw the spirit of beings. One, who wants to do that? But also that he had to take on the language of human beings, of not being earth-based, because in order to get out of that room, he had to play the game. He had to, say something that wasn't actually true,
Wow, that is deep.
And so that we have to take a look at that as human beings, who we are and what we have become in terms of this system, right? In terms of the conditioning, and even it's spilling over into other animals, other species, And we talked about that type of thing with elephants and how they were raised in a circus from a baby, and when they're grown up, they lose their power. They don't know they can break that chain that's around, literally that break the chain that's around their necks. So this is a disease that is spilling over into all walks of life, and it's our responsibility. not that we're better than other creatures, but this is our burden that we have to deal with. This thing of disconnected, being disconnected from nature, and how do we get back to that? And so that's, again, that's language is what we're talking about. It's very key in starting to create, describe, conversate a new world that we want, that is something that is, again, back to being earth-based.
And modeling it. I was thinking about that again. You mentioned that a couple times, I think, and particularly in relationship to your baby, about how if you want to see how to think authentically, start paying attention to the smallest person in your home. And I think modeling it is where we start. Or maybe where we start is we have to begin having these conversations first before you can model it. I don't know, but whichever where you're at is possible, modeling is incredibly important. I think it was the July 7th show, which we played again, a part of it before this one. And so it's fresher in our minds. At one point, D-Way, you said, why not just have this movement organically? Why do you feel that it's important to say we're done with this system? Won't the system change because we're, doing what we're doing? And I said, I replied, saying that we're done with this system is incredibly important. Claiming the earth, out loud saying, my allegiance is with the earth. The earth is the true source of everything. And, the words that we've been conditioned to use, which shift that allegiance to the state away from the earth itself, is a major part of the problem, if not the problem, since it is by controlling our thoughts that we are controlled. So, yes, we have to begin consciously seeing how the earth has been stolen from us, and consciously through language reclaim it. So when we're saying what future we want, we have to speak concretely. We have to say, I want a future in which I can wake up in the morning and say, what do I want to do today? Knowing that everyone in the world can wake up and ask themselves, what do I want to do today? That is literally our future. Now, then it's just this little minor detail of getting there. But once you know that's what you want, it's incredibly focusing and clarifying of what strategies work and what strategies don't, because then you're not going to be tricked by saying, yeah, but don't we want a world where everybody has a job? No, that's not the world I want. But a lot of us are not at that point where we're ready to say, I am done with class, because whatever nation state, whatever the particular nation state, it is a class system. So we have to start acknowledging that the problem is not this or that nation state. The problem is the class system. Are we ready to say, I am done with the class system? We have to say those words. We have to say, I want to own this body. And that means I don't put it on the auction block.